أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل للمؤمنات يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها وليضربن بخمورهن على جيوبهن صدق الله العظيم. We have begun the discussion of this ayah number 31 of Surah An-Nur, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the believing woman that they should lower the gaze and protect and safeguard the chastity. The next part of the ayat Allah says, وَلَا يُبَدِينَ زِينَتَهُنْ, and that they should not expose their adornments, إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا, besides that which becomes obviated, that which becomes open. وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَىٰ جُيُوبِهِنَّ, and they should place the khumur, the scarves or the sheets over the bosoms. In the second part of this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made one exception, that whilst they should not expose the zinat, they should not expose the adornment. According to some commentators, they have stated that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the beauty of the woman, and she should not expose her beauty, and that obviously will be most parts of her body. Then there are those that have stated that the beauty of the woman or the adornment of the woman is that place on which a woman will place her jewelry and things that she will adorn herself, and hence that will include all those areas. Then there are those like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that says that refers to the face and the hands of the woman, that she should not at any time expose it. And the exception that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made is the outer garment that a woman will be wearing. So one is that a woman may wear some clothing inside, and then in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and a long while thereafter, they used to cover that with a sheet. And obviously that sheet becomes exposed, the outer garment. In today's times, it will be the cloaks that the woman wear. So that obviously becomes exposed on its own. Now no one will say that on top of those cloaks, they should put another cloak to cover that cloak, and then there will have to be the need for something else to cover that. So obviously that gets exposed on its own. And hence Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is referring to. Then we have other sahaba, like Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who says that, and if we take this in the context of the time when this ayah was revealed, and again a while thereafter, the women had to leave their homes to do some domesticated work, like for example, the washing of clothing, etc. There were no taps in the homes of those people at that particular time. So they used to take the washing, and many that have visited Eastern countries, third world countries, in this era also we will find that these women have a severe need to leave their homes in order to have the clothing washed, etc. So it is obvious that if the face is covered, if the hand is covered, and then they are going to do these tasks, then these may become exposed automatically on its own, and if not, it may become cumbersome and difficult for this woman to carry out these domesticated tasks outside the house. And hence Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that in the course of these duties and functions, that if the face is exposed or the hands is exposed, then obviously that has been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that does not mean that men can then look at the woman, and that does not mean that she can go out exposed in this way, trying to attract the attention of the opposite gender, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not permitted in any way. Insofar as the fuqaha, the jurists are concerned, on the basis of the ayat as we had discussed in the prelude of this ayah, on the basis of the ayats of Surah Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded the woman to cover their entire bodies, and hence we find that especially at a time when there is fear of fitna, then all the fuqaha are unanimous on this, that a woman should cover her face. The next part of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَىٰ جُيُوبِهِنَّ, and she should place her scarf or her sheet upon her bosom. Now again, we need to take these ayats in the context as it was revealed in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In paganism, the woman used to cover their heads. In paganism also, the woman used to cover their heads. But how they used to cover their heads was they used to take the sheet from the front of the head, and they used to cover the hair, the head, and let it hang at the back of the heads. In other words, like how a woman would wear a scarf today in the manner in which her head is covered, and then the balance of it goes behind where the ears and the neck and the face and everything else is left open. This is how they used to do it in the time when the ayahs of the Quran Kareem were being revealed. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the manner in which they should cover their heads and their hair. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the word khumur actually is the plural of the word khimar, which means something with which a woman will cover her hair or her head. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying she should do it in such a way that it comes upon the juyub. Juyub is a plural of jayb, and not the jayb that we know in Urdu, but juyub is actually the upper part of the garment where the button stem is, where the bosom is, where the chest is. That is regarded as juyub. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the woman that they should wear the sheet in such a way, or they should wear the scarf in such a way that it comes from the top of the head, covering the ears, covering the neck, and also covering the bosom and the chest of the woman. That is the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this ayah. In today's time, we see that our women wear burqas, and this perhaps will fulfill the need and the requisite of this ayah. So hence, whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the exception in the case where a woman needs to go out and a woman needs to do some form of task, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still in that instance commanded the woman to cover the rest of her body. In other words, the head should be covered, the ears should be covered, and that covering should come down as far as the bosom of the woman is concerned. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.